I'm so glad you're here. I'm Eliana Brown, director of the Red Oak Rain Garden, and on behalf of the team and our volunteers, I welcome you. This garden spans about 13,000 square feet and was designed with both people and the environment in mind. It's a garden shaped by water, light, and time. A place where native plants, public art, and thoughtful design all come together. Yes, it has natural beauty, and it's more than that. This is functional infrastructure. The very spot before you once flooded during rainstorms. Now, as a rain garden, it captures and filters rainwater and snowmelt, allowing it to soak into the ground. It also supports local wildlife and offers a peaceful space for everyone to enjoy through every season. Arborists tell us that our trees have been here for at least a century. To your right stands the red oak, for which the garden is named. Its trunk is nearly 13 feet in diameter, and it stretches an estimated 70 feet into the air. Red oaks prefer drier soils, so the garden's gentle topography has been shaped to direct water away from its base. To your left, you'll find our magnificent sycamore, even taller at nearly 90 feet, with a trunk about 14 feet around. Sycamores thrive in wet soils. This one, along with the surrounding plants, play a major role in soaking up rainwater during and after storms. About those plants, spring is one of the most magical times in the garden. Before the tree canopy fills in, this space bursts with early season blooms. Spicebush is the first to flower, with clusters of tiny yellow blossoms, a bright welcome for the season's earliest pollinators. Soon after, the areas beneath our trees fill with Virginia bluebells and bright orange Princess Irene tulips. Under the red oak, you'll find Jacob's ladder, which forms soft, hazy drifts of dusty blue. Hidden gems like bloodroot and celandine poppy add touches of white and yellow. In sunnier areas across the bridge and to the south, wild hyacinth peaks over water-loving sedges, and on dry, sunny banks, plantain-leafed pussytoes bring soft, silvery tones to the ground layer. To reach the sunnier south part of the garden, cross the wooden bridge. You'll feel the texture of the wooden slats beneath you as you move through. Mostly made of black locust wood, a gift from Allerton Park, and recycled cedar, the bridge design is a standard one from the National Park Service, but with an important difference. Instead of wooden sides, we used cabling, allowing for a more open feel. Once over the bridge, turn left. Take care, as cyclists can come through here quickly. Move along the sidewalk, which dips down as you go east. Before you, you'll find the garden sculpture, Prairie Fire, by Jennifer Astwood. Astwood was a graduate student at the university when she created this artwork. It's made of three pieces. Together, they represent the prairie fires that once swept across Illinois, renewing the land and allowing native ecosystems to thrive. Fire would be stopped by streams, which allowed trees to grow. Thus, this sculpture and our garden give a nod to the historic Illinois landscape. Circling the entire garden is a one-foot-wide granite border that features ceramic mosaics created by students in Allen Hall's Arts 210 class, guided by instructor Catherine Wiesener. These tiles depict the plants that grow here and the animals that benefit from them. You're welcome to move alongside the edge of the garden to explore the mosaics up close. Many of the tiles are beautifully detailed, worth taking time to notice. Nearly 90% of the garden's plants are native to Illinois. They support a wide range of pollinators, including butterflies, bees, and birds. Can you hear any birds singing today? The Red Oak Rain Garden is managed by Illinois Extension and Illinois Indiana Sea Grant in partnership with Facilities and Services. Our funders have included the Student Sustainability Committee, American Water Charitable Foundation, and many others. To learn more and to find out how to get involved, visit redoakraingarden.org. Thanks for touring with us. Come back soon.